It is 7:38 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Morning. 72 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
I want to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app, watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live. Well, a familiar face is back in the studio. Greg Suskin, who is the public information officer for the York County government, joins us. Once a month, York County swings on by to kind of tell us what's going on within York County government. And Greg's approaching 1 year. It's hard to believe,
it is,
Greg.
It's wild.
Hard for me, too, believe me.
1 year since he sort of hung up his reporter hat, though you're really kind of still doing it in your role as public information officer. But welcome once again to Palmetto Morning, sir.
Welcome.
Thanks. Always glad to be here. I can't believe it's been a year. And also, I think I was last on this show, like right after I was hired by the county.
Wow.
And since then, I've been trying to send people over your way, but I haven't made an appearance. So it's fun. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're happy to have you on. It feels like family. It feels like home bringing you back in here.
It is very true. It's like an old friend comes back and you can catch up. But the good thing is we stay in touch with you often. And your role as public information officer.
The weird thing to me, though, is to pull into the side parking lot, number one, to park in the visitor's parking, and number two, to look back there and see all these CN2 vehicles back there. It's like, what?
They don't belong
there.
Yeah, we've kind of taken over your space upstairs.
No, y'all, I know you love your new setup there. So.
Well, you need to come up there and see. Apparently, part of where I'm working at was part of your old office. Yep. I was like, I need to have a little homage to Greg then in
good
this space.
Good vibes in
the
space.
That's
it needed to change.
Oh, my goodness. Well, enough of the love fest. So, Greg, if we can. And as simple as it is, let's kind of explain what your role is within York County government.
Sure, and I wish it really was simple, but the more I've done it, the more I've realized it's not that simple, actually. No, public information officer for York County, so all the news releases to the media, a public comment on things going on comes through me. I, of course, am in touch with all the county council and their meetings and all the things that they do, so when they put out something, a new ordinance or anything like that, I can find a way to structure that and that sort of thing. But I'm kind of the voice in the face of the county government, not really county council, though I do stuff with them, but county government itself, things that our office is doing, things that we're promoting, new ventures we're doing, you name it, whatever the county's involved in that they feel is worthy of public comment, that's where we're out there. And of course, I've also hired a multimedia specialist, Josh Stender, who used to be a Channel 9 photographer, who's been there since, it's October. He's been there almost a year too. And we do put news stories together. We have video equipment and we do stuff on social media and a lot of the same vein that we used to do, just sort of from a little different perspective.
So. Yeah, if you've not checked out those videos, follow them along on the York County government's YouTube page. Check them out on social media. Between what you're doing with York County government and what Trent Ferris is doing with York County Sheriff's Office, you produce really high quality videos. And I tell both of you, I wish you could enter those into some kind of award like the Emmys, because they're really educational and they're shot very
well.
They're
top notch. Yeah. And we mean that. I've seen your work and it truly is the creme de la creme when it comes to videos and content. You're on it. We take notes from you.
And a lot of the fun is the fact that because Josh loves this, is there's no deadline every day at 2 or 3 o'clock to get on the air.
Can you imagine how nice it's got to feel for you?
So I can say, hey, we're going to shoot this today. Let's put this out by next Friday.
Wow.
Okay.
Lucas is over here like, wait.
Yeah. That needed to be put out yesterday, right? Oh, man. Greg, why is it important that an entity, whether it's York County government, maybe the sheriff's office, maybe a city, a business, have a public information officer? Mm.
You know, I think there's so much that local government does that people don't know. People think, I think people probably have a negative feeling about their local. Well, they collect too much taxes. You know, that's why most people get on a website to pay their taxes and stuff like that. Or they do this or they do that. And they don't really see a lot of the things that the county spends money on that impact the community directly. And I think that's something that when I've learned those things, it's been like, wow, I never really knew this happened or that happened. And, you know, even some of the things that are a little bit tougher, like when county council's involved in a major controversial issue, to be able to explain that in a way that explains the council's perspectives, maybe a better than a short, quick news interview would do. I'm not saying they all don't do a good job, not saying that, but things can be fleshed out a little bit more and more perspective, I think, can be given and stuff. So, and to me, our social media presence has gone through the roof in the last year because we've just put a lot of content out there, get a lot more feedback, positive and negative.
Yeah.
But as long as it kind of boosts what we're doing, I don't care if people react negatively to what we do at all, because it gives me a chance to say something back and kind of kind of push what we're doing forward, you know?
Keeps so, educating people. Yeah.
Well, that's it, right? We are living now in a time where you're walking on a tightrope whenever you speak, that's whatever right. you put out there, and there's no room for error. There's no wobble here and there, and if you do, there's no if you correct, it's horrible. So to live in a space of grace, like, hey, this story is inaccurate. Here's a couple of points that, you know, did not make it to the final cut. You know, what can we do to kind of, you know, continue to educate folks? That's where we should be, but sadly we're not. But the role of a public information officer continues to help. I know folks in our line of work get that message across in a simple manner. And also you're the gatekeeper in some ways, right? It helps us to go through you so you can go through what 1,200 different employees in the departments and save us a lot of leg room.
Yeah, it had to really change my perspective on PIOs because at the time in my career as a journalist, I hated PIOs because I used to have access. Yes. We used to have access to all the police officers. You know, we knew to the detectives that did this over all these departments, and I could call these guys directly. Now it's all through one person, and that's a little harder, especially when that one person's is not always available. But with me, with government, I don't always get the calls like Trent Ferris would get and things like that, who's called every day about criminal things. With me, it's different. It's more local government stuff. But there's also a lot of our employees that are kind of unsung heroes that do things that nobody has any idea. Mm. So being able to tell those kind of stories has been really, really cool.
We're speaking with Greg Suskin. He's the public information officer with the York County government. Of course, spent – gosh, how long at Channel 9?
21.
21. And then how many years total in TV news?
29.
You get asked this a lot. The first question we asked you when you came in, do you miss it? How do you answer that?
Oh, if you had 30 minutes, I could probably answer more fully, but let's see if I can answer it in one. The only thing I really miss is being on top of breaking news, being like the lead story on a 6 o'clock newscast with exclusive information and beating my competitors, which to me was the most fun thing, that I miss. And so I watch our news and be like, man, I would wish I was doing that story. But when I think about what goes on behind the scenes and what the day is like getting to that point, and you know exactly, you're smiling because you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. And all that's going on that nobody ever knows about before you get there, I don't miss that at all. I don't miss that at all.
On a scale of 1 to 10, the stress level, where would it land?
Oh, on a day like that?
Yeah.
Oh, those days could be a 10.
Ooh.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. I can't imagine, though, every day that stress. But then the thrill and the adrenaline rush of beating the competitor, mm-hmm. coming in first, breaking news, that is, you know, that was probably exciting.
And then your stress level now, if a day in news is a 10, is a what?
It's like, I would say, like, take yesterday, it was a 0. I wasn't any stressed about anything at all.
That's
pretty
nice.
You know, a day where there's something going on and there's maybe a major release I've got to put out or something, and maybe the county's involved in something that's going to get some media attention. It may go up a little bit higher when those others who are looking at what I do and making sure every I is dotted, T is crossed, and that we're putting out the statement we want. And sometimes there's some back and forth that can be kind of like, can we just please get this out there? Mm. Can we just please tell the public and you know, what's going on? And that's my nervous energy to kind of get things out and be on the pace I used to be on.
Yeah.
So there can be some things there since government does not work at that pace. But overall, no, it's not nearly as high as it was.
Wow.
So.
Well, needless to say, you know, things are always rocking and rolling within York County government. Is it the first Parks and Rec director for the county?
Yeah, Catherine Jones from Lancaster. First ever Parks and Rec director. It was all under Mike Moore, who had parks under him. But as much as parks have grown in the county, once Catawba Bend was announced, as big as that's going to be, we knew we needed to get into it full time and have someone do that. And
it was time.
And by next March, April, Allison Creek Park's going to be on the river, and that's going to be as big, much bigger than Ebenezer, but the same kind of park as Ebenezer. That's going to be jam-packed. We had to get somebody in there. And I haven't met her yet. She starts Monday, but I can't wait. I think she's going to do great.
She's fabulous. My mom worked at Lancaster Parks and Rec in that area and knew her, and she said top-notch pick. So York County's lucky to have her.
So, of course, you have that going on, which, again, County Council saw, even prior to the pandemic, the need for that live-work balance that are attracting people to our area, and certainly in areas that we're seeing parks come online. Those could have been neighborhoods or shopping centers, but the county council really said we need to be able to offer quality of life that will bring companies here and keep people here. And, you know, I think so, right? I mean, people want to go to parks, and what's going on in this? And to Ebenezer Park went from wow to wow.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, it's
had a record summer this
yeah,
year.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So you have that. And of course, the Carolina Panthers has certainly kept you all busy. Have you enjoyed working on that side of the storytelling versus the other side of the storytelling?
And one word, no. For a while, it was kind of okay because York County was sort of on the outside of that because the big deal was between the Tepper organization and the city of Rock Hill, because, of course, it's going to be in the city of Rock Hill. But with things that have happened legally since then, obviously there's been more going on and continues to go on. So that's a story that's not going to end anytime soon.
Oh, no.
When you sprinkle in lawyers to any part of the equation, it just complicates things in general. Which
it does.
It's just okay, right? We need lawyers to make the world go round. But for public information officers, for journalists, it's just a hard hurdle to overcome. But we work together and we get the information out there, and everything will be okay, right?
I think there's still such a big – in the community as a whole, I think there's still such a big, you got to be kidding, to the fact that it's not coming.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that's still some shock out there that really we did all this and we're building this big interstate interchange to nowhere.
Just the other day.
No, to Eden Terrace. It's going to go somewhere. Yeah. It's going to go to Eden Terrace.
What did Representative Gary Simmel say? Forever lawmakers have been chastised for making a development first and the road system last. Now we're doing the road system first and the development will come later. And he said people are still upset. So yeah.
You'll never win. Yeah.
But you so there's right. that. That's true. I had asked just the other day, someone said, why are they still building the overpass if the Panthers? So I had to educate them
different
on that.
Funding.
And then they say, do you think it's really not happening? I'm like, it's not happening.
No.
So as much as we would like maybe it to happen, it's not going to happen. And then the wish list grows from everything from a Buc-ee's to a Topgolf.
Yes.
You know, who knows what else?
Spirit Halloween.
Yes, that was one of the original ones. I heard that. Yeah. To the world's biggest Dollar General. Heard that as well.
Yeah. Elevation Church location.
Yes.
We'd be happy with an amusement park like Disney.
Yeah,
oh, you
see that?
Gosh.
The parking lot wouldn't even fit. That wouldn't even fit one section of the parking lot there. But it's all right. But it's fun to wish and to see where that goes. Well, Greg, it's always great catching up with you. We get to speak often with Greg, so it's great that we get an update to update our listeners where you've been in the last year. And again, follow York County. Sign up for all the alerts if you're not doing so already, and become an informed resident of York County.